We welcome in Sarah Daba joining us here on behalf of the Downtown Association. You know, Sarah is one of our entrepreneurs in downtown North Platte as well, owner and operator of the Flower Market. And I was in Saturday, Sarah. Fall items are 50% off, right?
Yes, they are. And our inventory is dwindling to not a whole lot, but we still have some choices if you're needing to spruce up a table or something for Thanksgiving this Thursday.
Still have some options. And I like this time of the year, I like to buy my decorative items for the past season.
Yes.
Save a little bit of money that way. Get a good deal.
You do. And then it's a surprise when you open it up.
Yeah.
Next year, you're like,
oh, what did I buy?
Exactly right.
Now, while we're talking about the Flower Market, before we talk about Small Business Saturday, Sarah, I was walking through the store this past weekend and could not believe the number of items that you could buy and check people off of your Christmas list. You can do it for guys and gals.
Yeah, for sure. We guys, gals, and then kids, we have our whole toy section this year in the back half of the gift side of the shop. So really, you can make a lot of checks off those boxes for Christmas gifts.
Yeah, one-stop shop. And the great thing about the Canteen District, too, you can park the car once, and there's no more getting in and out of the car, wasting the gas. Just do some walking from A to B, and it doesn't get much better temperature-wise this week either.
Yeah, it's going to be beautiful. I'm really excited, especially for people having family in town who have not been in town maybe for a year,
mm-hmm.
to really see the changes that we've done downtown and show off our new and improved Canteen District.
Yeah, I mean, we're really finishing the finaling touches of the Canteen District now. We have both of our big signs up.
Yes, both our toys are up and lit. That is the final project on our big project that we had going over the past couple of years.
And one of the underrated aspects that I've really enjoyed that I think we're kind of forgetting about sometimes are the nice electric signs that Condon signs help with, right?
Yeah, Condon's did help us with those. Those are those LED boards.
Mm-hmm.
We've been able to capitalize on, you know, congratulation wishes to local high schools on their sporting events. We've also can advertise on them when bus tours come into town. We can welcome those bus tours to our downtown, so they have a lot of uses that we're excited for.
Yeah, I think that's we're so fascinated by so many things in the Canteen District that's one that I've kind of overlooked until the past couple of weeks.
Yeah, because they've been up for a while, but now we've really are making an effort to use them in a whole bunch of different ways and use them to our benefit for the downtown, just to get messages across or just welcome people into the downtown.
Shop Small Saturday coming up this week, Sarah. Obviously, the Canteen District going to be a great place for folks to shop with our small local businesses.
Yeah, Saturday is the big Shop Small Saturday. It was started by American Express, and then we as small businesses have really, you know, push this holiday per se, but it's just cut down, support your local businesses in town. It's a great day to remember to do that, but I ask everybody to remember to do that.
Yeah, every day could be Small Business Day.
Yeah, for sure. Yes.
So, yeah, this is a relatively new initiative too, right?
I think it's less than 10 years old, maybe even 5. And it's just reminding everybody to at least, and this is what I like to say, try to buy at least one Christmas present this year from a local business in town. That one Christmas present will make such a difference with local retailers.
Mm-hmm.
If everybody would just try one gift, you could really support your local economy and businesses.
And the thing that I love to bring up too is some of these big retail giants are great. They really are, and we need them. But when I spend my money at the Cedar Room, for example, I know that a lot of that money stays here with local, other local businesses, local nonprofits, local sports organizations and teams.
Exactly. You know, we've all seen these things on Facebook or social media that say where how your dollars are spent. But you just have to remember that most people who are looking for local retailers, and most of us are very happy to donate to those.
Sure, sure.
Sports teams are sponsored by us. And if you come into my shop, well, then guess what? I go buy a piece of clothing from Hirschfeld's and ice cream from Double Dips, and then those dollars get passed down to another local retailer. So that cycle continues and continues where it might not with those big box retailers.
Mm-hmm.
And then right now you're really seeing that issue with shipping, especially the big box retailers. Us small businesses can pivot a lot easier than some of those larger retailers.
Sure, more flexibility.
You know, if I know one company is not going to make it to me this Christmas, I just found another company.
Mm-hmm.
So we are full of merchandise. I know most of the businesses downtown are full of merchandise. It may be different than what they've had in years past, but they can offer, they have great things to offer, you know, for the.
You brought up Double Dips too, Sarah. I was in there, I think it was earlier this month, and notice that you do the centerpieces down there at Double Dip. So
yeah,
that's a good example of our Canteen District businesses working together.
Yeah, for sure. We try to partner, you know, each of us in different ways in supporting each other. But yeah, we do flowers for Lori down there.
And then we've had the guys in from the Cedar Room too, and they've told us that if there's a special occasion that you have a reservation for, there's often times where you'll bring an arrangement across the street if folks have made those arrangements ahead of time. And
yes,
the guys are more than happy to set those out. And I'm sure Zach of the Good Life would be more than happy.
A lot with the local restaurants as well. We're happy to, you know, if you have a dinner reservation for anniversary or birthday, to make sure there's a big, beautiful bouquet sitting on the table mm-hmm. when they arrive. So, yeah, we're always happy to support each other in the Canteen District, as well as all the small businesses
in
North Platte. We all need each other. The better the retail in our community, the more people from out of town and locally will stay in our community shopping. So,
and that's, I'm glad that you brought that up too, Sarah, cause we're getting a little off topic this morning.
Yeah,
but small business, it's all relevant. So, but I'm glad you brought that up, because one thing that's been talked about a lot in the community was the impact that the mall property may potentially have. And there were some individuals that were concerned, oh my goodness, would the mall, if it's redone and hyped up, would it hurt the Canteen District? And not at all. You and your colleagues and members of the Downtown Association, a member of the Chamber Hostesses, have spoken in favor of this project
yeah.
at public meetings, and I'm sure everybody's excited about this construction brewing here, but I think it's going to be a win-win, too. I think the mall's going to help the Canteen District, and the Canteen District's going to help the mall.
100%. Like I said, the stronger your shopping community is, the more we're going to pull people from smaller towns around us.
Sure.
You know, those people who live in Cozad, Gothenburg, instead of maybe going to Kearney and going east, they'll decide to come west and go to North Platte
mm-hmm.
and shop our mall, shop our downtown, and then local retailers that are, you know, without the community as well. So I the better we have shopping in North Platte, the better it is for everybody. And that just leads to other businesses wanting to come to North Platte, and it just strengthens our community as a whole.
And need to talk about the local payroll that you provide as well. I think you personally, you employ a lot of our youth. Don't you have a lot of high schoolers on staff?
I have 6 employees. 3 of them are high school girls.
Mm-hmm.
We're able to partner with North Platte High School as well to offer internships and work partnerships. So some of them even come in for school credit to, you know, learn how to run a business and different things like that. And then I have 3 full-time designers as well. So, yeah, we have 6 people on the payroll. And then over Christmas, I'm lucky enough to have some of my former high school employees who have gone to college come back and work for me over Christmas and the summer. So
that's a win-win,
yeah,
too. They get a little extra spending money for the college year, and you get somebody that you don't necessarily have to retrain completely.
Exactly. We just got to refresh them a little bit.
Give them a little bit of a refresher.
Yeah.
Shop Small Saturday, this Saturday, Sarah. Everybody in the Canteen District participating, I imagine?
Yeah, all of your retailers will be open. I think, you know, 9 to 5 is a pretty good window of hours that you'll
mm-hmm.
catch most people open. Some may have earlier or later hours, but 9 to 5 would be great. It's going to be beautiful weather, so
oh, yes.
you can come down and eat, you can shop, you can walk around and enjoy getting out of the house.
Absolutely. And any Black Friday shopping downtown?
Yeah, I know I'm open. Hirschfeld's will be open. I imagine Bow and Arrow
okay.
rounds, so yes.
And if you're worried about missing any of the action for the game, you guys have Husker football on Saturday and Friday this week it'll be.
Yeah, we play all the football games over the radio, so it'll be heard clear through the Canteen District.
It's pretty clear, too.
Yes, it is, 100%.
Sarah, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Happy Thanksgiving to you, your family, and everybody in downtown North Platte.
Yeah, you too. Thank you.
Thank you, Sarah. More coming up on KODY's Mugs of the Morning after this quick news break on Husker Radio's KODY, 1240 AM and 106.1 FM.